Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, not everything that Putin does is as obvious and crazy as photoshopping himself in church in a really clumsy way. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't photoshop men in the patriarch's robes blessing everybody. I mean, the guy's ego knows no bounds, and I do not understand why these people, and this frequently is in communist countries, but in a case like Russia, now run by the Russian mafia, it might as well be a communist country because they all were before. And they think they can put on anything on television and people are going to believe it. They may believe it in Russia, but they're not going to believe it in the West, looking at this clown pretending to be pious. But in any event, not everything he does, obviously, as humorous or possibly benign as that. There's another false flag accusation he's hurling at the CIA and at Western intelligence services in general. And he is accusing the CIA, the US, and Western intelligence services of conspiring with Ukraine to assassinate a senior Russian propagandist on TV named Vladimir Soloyev is a despicable individual. He's an anchor. He would sort of be, I suppose, a cross between Tucker Carlson and OAN, you know, continuously lying, stirring up trouble, in effect, stirring up violence. And he's one of the guys that goes on and is the most extreme. And he'll regularly say that the West had better watch out in Ukraine because a nuclear war is possible. And by the way, Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, the equivalent of the secretary of state, sort of the number two guy in Russia. Yeah, I know Dmitry Medvedev is the president and is technically number two, but Lavrov's the guy that's getting the publicity. And he even came out yesterday, early this morning, actually, and said, well, you should not discount the risk of nuclear war. Now, if there is somebody saying stuff like that, they are insecure, is a polite way to put it. They are failing in their war effort in Ukraine. They know it. They've been ostracized. They're international pariahs, international skunks. Nobody wants them in the picnic. And they're backed into a corner. But anyway, this Vladimir Soloyev is a guy who shoots his mouth off, sort of like a Tucker Carlson. That's why Tucker Carlson's broadcasts are regularly shown in Russia. And they're told, everybody over there is told, that this is an example of what all Western media thinks about Biden and thinks about defending Ukraine. And he's the one that very regularly will say, well, you know, let's be careful about nuclear war. Well, let's take a good look at the evidence that they're putting out. Let's take a good look at the evidence. First of all, they claim that they have an incriminating note from one of the assassins, one of the would-be assassins. And they have an agency called the Federal Security Service, the FSS, which is the KGB. They just gave it different initials because the KGB has such a bad reputation. Putin was a high-up guy in the KGB. They regularly murder people, torture people. They regularly hack into, well, look, who do you think hacked into the 2016 election? Who do you think engineered the election of Donald Trump in a very close election? Who do you think did all that stuff? Who do you think interfered and hacked into the election in the UK where they got out of the EU, disrupting the unity of the European Union by a very small margin? It was the Ruskies, and it was the KGB, which is now the Federal Security Service. Well, the Federal Security Service put out this note they said was from one of the assassins. It's an incriminatory note. And where there should have been a signature, somebody on the FSS, read KGB, wrote the words, quote, signature unclear. Signature unclear. They wrote it. The guy who supposedly wrote the note didn't write it. Instead of They then claimed that it was an illegible signature. So helpfully, they deleted the signature and put signature unclear. Well, this is rudimentary. If you're submitting a document in court and you think it's relevant, incriminating, whatever, and the signature is illegible, you submit the whole document with whatever looks like an illegible signature. Maybe somebody else can penetrate it. Maybe somebody else can figure it out. But you see the context. You don't delete it and then just type in or write in your own handwriting, signature unclear. Judge will go, well, what do you mean? Well, you just trust me, Judge. It was unclear. Well, how do you know that you're not the guy that typed up the thing in the first place? That's what's going on. This is so clumsy, so clumsy. And then the FSS misunderstood an instruction that was supposedly in this thing. And it was, the instruction said, buy 3 cell phone SIM cards, SIM. And the FSS went out and bought 3 copies of a computer game called The Sims. Now, you know, who does this stuff, okay? Who says he's in church? I mean, I don't care if the guy's in church on Easter, you know? That's his call. That's his call. What do I care? But if you're going to do it, you don't Photoshop yourself in looking pious. And then if you are going to, this is real rudimentary, real rudimentary. If you are going to falsely say that there was an assassination plot involving Ukraine, the CIA, the US, and Western intelligence, and you put out an supposedly incriminating note, and on the signature line, you type in illegible signature, take my word for it, instead of whatever you thought was the illegible signature. And then you look at the instruction that says buy 3 cell phone SIM cards. And you go out or have you say somebody's gone out, bought 3 copies of the computer game, The Sims. You know, come on, guys. How rudimentary is this? How rudimentary is this? Putin is desperate. And obviously, you don't want a desperate man resorting to nuclear weapons. On the other hand, what are you going to do? If this guy, let's say we let him get away with this in Ukraine. He goes into Moldova. Then he goes into Finland and Sweden. And actually, then what he does is he goes into Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and Poland. And he finds 3 guys who speak Russian on the border. He goes, oh, these are Russian speakers. We got to liberate them. Got to liberate them. And even if the guy screams, no, I don't want to be liberated, they'll put a gag on him and drag him into Russia. That's what they did in Estonia. They did. Kidnapped a guy in Estonia some years ago, Russian speaker. They said, we have a right to kidnap Russian speakers wherever we want. So they did. In the Donbass in Ukraine, they go, oh, they're Russian speakers. One problem. Those Russian speakers don't want to be, quote, liberated, end quote. They are taking up arms alongside their fellow Ukrainians, and they say we're Ukrainians first. We don't want the commie Ruskies coming in here and destroying our culture. And in Transnistria, most people haven't heard of Transnistria. It's in Moldova, just to the west of Ukraine. And there's some Russian speakers. So Russia goes, oh, there's an independent Republic of Transnistria. Guys in Transnistria go, we don't want to be an independent republic. These disease-carrying rats are trying to spread a toxic criminal culture throughout Eastern Europe. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Taking care of business.